You're listening to the Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is what football means to me. Before I tell you about the guest for this episode, I wanted to let you know about an exciting event coming up on the 11th of October, upstairs in Leith on Bold Street. We'll be recording a live episode of What Football Means to Me, in which I chat to John Gibbons about how he got into football and his experience of it. Then we'll be doing a live version of AFQ Football. It will hopefully be a really good laugh. So for more information or to get tickets, head to the Anfield Wrap homepage and click on the tour live link on the right hand side. On to this episode then and my chat with Steve Armstrong. Steve will be known to many of you as a Manchester United supporter who used to write for and help run United We Stand, and for a time was the Anfield Wrap's go-to voice on all things to do with the Red Devils. Known for his acerbic wit and irreverent comments, things could have been so different for Steve if he'd ended up copying his family and supporting the noisy neighbours. Let's start right at the beginning, Steve. What is your first footballing memory of any sort of real sense?
So if I take you back to school, which, so North Manchester, sort of very sort of mid-70s-ish, my whole family were City fans. And when I say whole, I mean in like everyone, mum, dad, our kid, aunts, uncles, grandparents, cousins, the whole lot. So I was brought up a blue. Brought up a blue is the wrong word. It makes it sound like I've changed. It wasn't that. I wanted to be a United fan and I was getting City forced upon me. Now, obviously, in today, that might have been a different outcome, but, you know, you kind of get, you know, it sort of rammed down your throat, and I think a lot of people make the decision to sort of follow suit as to what their what the dad's team supported. And for me, everyone at school was United. And I'd started to also, there was three things. First of all, everyone at school was United. Second thing, I loved Martin Buchan. And right. The third thing was United's away kit in the 70s was this white Admiral with three black stripes down the side. So I was in this position of wanting to be a United fan, but being railroaded down the route of being a City fan. Now, the first game I ever went to was City v West Brom. And I felt an absolute fraud being there. So I needed an out. I needed something to happen in my life that gave me the opportunity to actually become a United fan without getting thrown out of the house or put in a kid's home. And my dad and mum and dad split up.
Right.
And that was my opportunity here, because my dad is a sweetener, because I was pretty upset, obviously, about this. You know, my dad telling us, what was that, 6 or 7 or something like that, you know, he's moving out and he's going to move in, live with somebody else and all that kind of stuff, and introducing us to this fella who my mum was then going to live with. It was all a bit messy on that front. So I'm sitting there thinking, you know, our kid's crying, and I'm sitting there thinking, get in. You know, I've got an opportunity here to... So he took me into Manchester in the Arndale shop called Gans Gear to get as a City kit, as a sweetener. And all I wanted was that white Admiral kit, the Jimmy Greenough kit, as it became known. And I remembered him telling me vividly, which of these kits do you want? And City had the blue one. City always had quite good kits, to be fair. Blue one, the white one with a black and red sash across it, and then they had the black and red stripe one. And he pointed at them three, and which one? I pointed at this one. And he was absolutely fucking fuming. And it was like, that was, you know, that was his way of saying, you know, is this your way of telling me you're going to be a United fan? I said, yeah. So I kind of used my mum and dad's divorce as leverage, really, which I guess for a 6-year-old is pretty warped. It's pretty calculating, and it is not something that, you know, when you're all these kids who claim like to be traumatized by the parents splitting up and stuff, it was actually the greatest thing that ever happened in my life. So